This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
What we need to do for our listeners, let them hear what we were saying before we started this recording. But Big P here.
Hopefully they'll come back.
Yeah. Big P here. Benita's here. Big Willie.
Hello.
Liam is here.
I'm here.
And Sweet Omar is frozen.
Howdy, everybody.
He's in the Zoom room frozen. We came in this week with I Miss Your Groove by Norman Brown. From his new CD that came out, Heart to Heart, here in 2020. I've been in kind of a groovy, laid-back mood to go along with In the Groove, my new show, Mondays and Tuesdays. I wasn't going to wait to do a plug. Mondays and Tuesdays, 5 to 9. In the Groove, Mellow Madness with Big P. You can hear stuff like this. I'm going to stay in this groove today. I don't know what the hell y'all going to be doing, but I haven't looked at the full playlist.
as usual, we're all over the place.
And as usual, but that's how... Omar's microphone is, sounds like he's in space somewhere.
He's in space.
We can't get good reception in the penthouse.
I'm on a special mission I'm not supposed to talk about. Excuse you?
The penthouse is too high up. It's in another stratosphere. It's just it's too in the high.
Actually, it's I rented the room in the Skylab that's falling back to Earth, so that's where I am.
Is it in the Skylab too high, or is it Omar? Which one?
Might be a combination there.
All right, what? I don't know which. What was that?
That was Liam. He's drinking a Chateau Margaux.
Wrong answer.
I have a crystal.
Yeah. I used to know a girl named Margaux, but that's a different story. What are you drinking, Omar? What do you have on the table today? Omar.
Actually, plain old water.
Good.
Eating grapes and drinking water. Later on, I'll change them into wine later.
You can change the grapes to wine. Okay. Ms. Johnson, what's happening with you?
So I'm chilling. I'm drinking a white. I'm drinking Grüner Veltliner from Austria.
Okay.
Can't think of anything else to go with broccoli.
Broccoli.
Oh.
I had dinner.
Broccoli cheese casserole.
No, steamed broccoli.
Did you have anything else to go with the broccoli?
Right. Mm-hmm. Pigs go with broccoli.
I had eggplant parmesan. Vegan. And
tuna fish. Is that what he said?
Toothpicks.
Oh, toothpicks. Oh.
But you've been drinking Big P.
This show is starting out well, isn't it?
Like the other show.
I got a show like any show.
I got a little yak going on, and you know, this is the kind of mood I'm in. Laid back, brown liquor, you need some yak, so that's what I'm doing.
Is that an umbrella I see in that glass?
No, you don't see an umbrella in the glass.
You just took it out of the blade.
It's the toothpick with the frills on it.
That's what it is.
Anyway. Be careful. You can see who's looking over my shoulder, so we need to keep it right. Can you see who that is? You can't see who that is over my shoulder.
It's Miles Davis. Harriet Tubman?
No, it's Miles Davis. Harriet Tubman.
Miles Davis looking over your shoulder?
He's looking over your shoulder. He said, what am I doing? Okay.
Miles. I always have Miles looking over my shoulder.
Okay. Big P.
Yo, what's up?
Big P.
Yes.
You being a Southern Soul aficionado, just wanted to mention the passing of Mr. Roy C. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I thought he died about 10 years ago.
Ooh, that's terrible.
Yeah, he's one of those, like, I thought he was already dead.
Yeah.
He's at all of the Brown Liquor summer concerts. I mean, I guess we didn't have him this summer, but
Clarence Carter still living?
Yeah, he is. He was a regular at the Ebony Island and the Sahara Club back in Richmond back in the day all the time.
That was way before my time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, too.
Don't blame the man. That's one of his songs. You can hear it over on the Penthouse.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Penthouse airs when, for those who don't know?
I think you told me that it's 2:30 to 5 Monday through Friday.
We cut Fridays out.
Oh, okay. and Mondays is next, right?
Yeah, it's just too much country music. We cut you out.
Yeah, okay, right, yeah.
We slammed it on Friday.
You were starting to get hooked. You got hit to eat yourself off of.
The last thing I want to hear on Friday afternoon is Pastor Klein. I'm sorry.
How about Waylon? Waylon be Waylon.
How about George Strait?
Is he?
Is Marvin Gaye? Is Barry White?
Y'all stupid.
And yet you keep coming back to hang around with us.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Is it sympathy or what?
I don't know. I just want y'all to be the best you.
Oh, okay.
what's going on with the podcast, Miss Benita? I see the numbers are pretty good for June and July and August.
Yeah, so I just want to thank everybody who listens to, of course, this show, Three Guys Talking Smack and Listen to Music, but also transition over to Love Wins with Ellis and Benita. The numbers are phenomenal. We could not be happier, and we appreciate you for listening and sharing.
And that comes thank up you, every thank Wednesday. Thank you, Scotty, for giving her the platform.
Yes, we appreciate you. Black Talk Radio Network. Every Wednesday, yes. There's a new podcast. And I just got to thank the producers here at Three Guys Talk and Smack and Listen to Music for all of the hard work you do to make us great.
Yeah, they do pretty good. They do pretty good. Liam,
you said producers.
Liam and Big B. Yes,
yeah, sir.
Liam and Big B, they do a pretty good job with that.
I'll tell you what.
Thank you very much.
Next time you send one for me to do, I'll see if the producers do it.
Well, I did. Sometimes, you know, we've started adding music, and everybody knows Liam has, like, the biggest catalog. So I have to call him and say, do you have this?
I was wondering what she was getting ready to say.
You said on my job.
Well, I'd be so glad when y'all graduate high school.
Liv was surprised. Okay. I think this is enough. We need to go on now. And then we're going to be back a little bit later with more of this frivolity.
Frivolity. Hey, is frivolity.
College word.
Yes, yeah. Now. Women, yeah, did I press the record button? I'm not sure.
No.
Okay.
No, you pick up the Hennessy ball again instead.
Just letting y'all know right now, let's not press your luck. This song right here for my boss bitches to give up. Put your middle fingers up to who told you to give up. They ain't about to do shit with they weak ass juices. Hate to see us stunting like we ain't put the work in. We fighting for odds, we make our own odds. Fuck not having time. Take what they call pressure and make what we call diamonds. Daily building legacies, knowing life ain't promised. Tucking all the haters that is sleeping on your grinding. Don't let them sleep before you set off the alarming. Have them steady dreaming while we all be on that boss bitch shit. This boss bitch shit. This boss bitch shit. This boss bitch shit. This boss. Making business, the bitches bought their business. The goddesses with LLC certified and licensed. Boss bitches, raise your glasses. It's time we raise our prices. Plush out all the fraudulent and fake supporters. They got themselves calling you sis. Well, sis, you better elevate on these bitches. Hibernating ass niggas. They not counting no money. They complacent ass niggas. They love you when you on their level of sin and they gon' hate you. Be worried about the freeloaders quick to congratulate you. Inquiring your service like they got your amount. But equate your friendship with obligatory discounts. Counts. Don't make me fuck shit up. Talking about how you switched up. Mad as fuck cause they missed out. Can't keep handing out opportunities to niggas who ain't about what they say they about. Embarrass me, you escorted out. My whole tribe is running shit. So pardon my lack of humbleness. This boss bitch shit. This boss bitch shit. This boss bitch shit. This boss bitch shit. This boss. Don't
Hey, this is Benita of the Vine Wine Club and sponsor of Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music. What you just heard was my new favorite female anthem, BBS, by my all-time favorite hip-hop female artist, V the Writer. Nope, I'm not biased at all. Let's see, what's next? So what you may not know, I'm a big fan of hip-hop violin, so I have selected Ten Commandments, which is a song I found on Amazon on one of the playlists that's created for you. You know how they do that. And it's by a group called Mary Ben Ari. And then finally, I love Childish Gambino. If you watched Atlanta on FX with Donald Glover, when he performs, he's Childish Gambino. And this song is called Boogeyman. I invite you to join me every Wednesday and Friday at 5 o'clock for the takeover, the happy hour at 5 to 8. And then again on Wednesday nights for Hump Day at 10 o'clock, 10 to midnight. Thank you for listening. Cheers.
Boogeyman! every boy and girl all around the world knows my nigga's worth. But if he's scared of me, how can we be free?
Peace and love, y'all. This is Omar. Thanks for joining us again for another virtual podcast of Three Guys Talking Smack, listening to music. I'd like to say thank you to our sponsor, Miss Benita, DivineWineClub.com. I'd also like to thank my partners, Liam and Big P, for keeping things going through all the craziness that we've experienced since February. Still trying to put out some shows for you guys. Hope you get a chance to check us out over at live365.com, Sweet Omar, the penthouse, every day from, Monday through Friday from 2:30 to 5. Big P also has a couple of shows running over there, and also Liam and Benita have shows over there. So check us out sometime. So I got four songs today. First one is Oscar Brown Jr., singer and actor, late 60s, early 70s. He kind of did a spoken word style with blues and jazz accompaniment. This song is called But I Was Cool. Oscar Brown Jr. in the 80s became real popular again because a lot of the rappers who had heard his stuff kind of used him for inspiration for what they did. The next song I'm going to do is it's going to be a shout out to my executive director, Big P. You've probably heard him mention before that he's a big Nancy Wilson fan. Well, I remember this song from 1977 she did called I've Never Been to Me. It was later recorded by Randy Crawford also, but this version was done in 1977, right at the beginning of the disco era. So two things that we know Big P loves is Nancy Wilson and disco. So I dedicated this one to Big P, Nancy Wilson doing a little disco.
I've always lived by this golden rule. Whatever happens, don't blow your cool. You gotta have nerves of steel and never show folks how you honestly feel. I've lived my whole life this way. For example, take yesterday. I breezed home happy, bringing her my pay. Her note read, so long, sappy, I have run away. I threw myself down across our empty bed, and this is what I said. But I was cool. So I won for the road it at an all-night bar. Wound up so loaded I tore up my car. The judge threw the book at me, and when I read his sentence, there I sit. So I said, she's the only one I have to thank. And I found her and pulled my gun and fired point blank. The shot whistled right straight past that woman's head and killed my hound dog dead. Say, be cool, stay cool, stay cool, keep cool, cool.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Has lived a million lives. I I've been to Nice and the Isle of Greece, and I sip champagne on a yacht. I move like Bono through Monte Carlo, and I show them what I got. I was undressed by kings, and I've seen some things that a woman ain't supposed to see. I've been to paradise, but I've never been to me. To me.
You know, I'm looking forward to the day when we can get into the new studio and actually have a real show again like we used to do in the first season, sitting around having a good time. And a lot of times we had guests come in and join us, and it always was like a little party while we talked smack and listened to music. One of the people who was in the studio with us a couple of times was my friend Chef Michelle Wilson. I think she actually bought us some food from her restaurant one time to bribe her way in. So I was speaking with her last week. She's just recovering from some surgery. She's in semi-retirement now. So I think she's a little bit bored. So she actually tried to bribe me with a vegetarian meal to let her have a minute to speak to the guys on the podcast. So we're going to let Chef Michelle Wilson is going to give us a few words, and then we'll be back with a couple of more songs.
Hey, Omar, this is Chef Michelle. Thank you so much for sending me well wishes as I recover from surgery. Listen, your music selection today reminds me of a visit that I had, a special visit that took me back in time when visiting was a big social event where you almost even dress for it. This is long before social media, smartphones, even an answering machine. Miss Allen invited me to her home, and she's in her mid-90s, strikingly beautiful, and just as witty as she wants to be. And the visit took me back in time where my mom and dad would have company over at the house, and my mom would freshen up the candy dish and put it on the coffee table for those to enjoy. And my dad would hit the state store and get that top shelf liquor so that the drinks can flow. And they all had a good time while, you know, Thelonious Monk played on the reel-to-reel or Nancy Wilson played on the reel-to-reel. Now, Gordon Lightfoot didn't quite make the cut, but that was my AM friend. So there you go with that. But the women, the men would get together and talk about the latest news and the whatnot. And those visits were very, very important and took me back to a time where it was much simpler, even though there was social unrest then even. But this is a great time to revisit those times and reconnect with family and friends and have the visit. And speaking of the visit, what's a girl got to do to get a show on you guys' network or radio program or whatnot? Come on, I'm knocking. Let me in.
Thank you again, Chef Michelle, for checking in with us. Wish you a speedy recovery. And maybe we'll see you back once we're back into the studio again. Okay, I've just been informed by my executive director that I'm only going to do one more song. So he's already cut one of mine out. And if we were in the studio, he would even scratch this one too. But we're going to give it a try anyway. My last song today is by Ed Ames. Ed Ames was a member of the Brothers Vocal Trio, the Ames Brothers, back in the late 50s and 60s. The group broke up. He became an actor for a while. Those of us old enough to remember, I guess that would be Liam and I, remember the Daniel Boone show, and Ed Ames played Daniel Boone's Cherokee sidekick, Mingo. So Ed Ames was also kind of associated and sympathized with the works of the NAACP in the 60s and stuff like that. So he, in 1969, he did an album called Love to the Common People. And on that album, he included a version of Lift Every Voice and Sing. Now, we know that song today as the Black National Anthem. The song was actually written as a poem by James Weldon Johnson in 1898. A couple of years later, his brother, who was a musical composer, J. Rosamond Johnson, he put the poem to music, and it was played. It became very popular in Christian hymnals and religious music, choral groups and things like that sung the song. When the NAACP was started in the early 20s, they dubbed it the Negro National Anthem, and in later years it became to be known as the Black National Anthem. So Ed Ames recorded this song, and that's what I'm going to present to you guys now. So you have a German who once played the role of a Cherokee singing the Black National Anthem. So that's, how's that for diversity for you? So I hope you will enjoy the show today. Y'all people stay calm and stay safe and stay positive. And yes, Black lives do matter, but you know, every now and again, you just might need the protection or intervention of a law enforcement officer. So you can say Black Lives Matter, you can say Back to Blue, they're not exclusive. You can advocate both of those things. That's all I have to say. Peace and love.
Lift every voice and sing, till earth and heaven ring. Ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies. Let it resound loud as the rolling sea.
Sing a song full of the faith that the dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought.
Facing the rising sun of our new day begun, let us march on till victory is won. God of our weary years, God of our silent tears, Thou who hast brought us thus far on the way, yet with a steady beat, have not our weary feet come to the place for which our fathers sighed. The gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the bright gleam of a bright star is cast.
And we're back.
We're back with three guys talking smack and listening to music. What you just heard
was something
you've never heard before.
Explain.
Okay, you guys close your mouth there. Y'all look sharp. Hopefully you learned something from that segment, though. Okay?
All right. Okay, we did learn something.
Now,
Ed Ames, he played on some TV show. Was it Jim Bowie or something like that? Davy Crockett?
If you were listening during the segment, it was Daniel Boone.
And he was Mingo. And they didn't let Native Americans play Native Americans back in the day.
No.
What did Native Americans play back in the day?
Italians.
Jews.
So a white man played Tonto?
Yeah.
Probably. But last week, I need to say this. Last week, the NFL started off and Lift Every Voice was played before every game, the Black National Anthem, and that version by my girl Alicia Keys was wonderful. We could have used that one, but you chose Ed Ames.
Well, that wouldn't have fit the context of what I was presenting to you all, so that's why I used a different one. No, you're not. Be honest.
I am. I like Ed Ames. He used to come with Johnny Carson all the time.
I was waiting for the scratch sound to come across the audio.
I wish I could scratch on Zoom. One day we're gonna be back at the studio. I can scratch. I can't do it. I can't do it on Zoom.
You can mute.
Yeah, I can mute his mic altogether, but you know it's okay.
Yeah.
But I think we have. Do we have any comments this week?
We have one comment.
I have a comment.
Big P.
Oh, did we have one?
We did.
Liam has one.
Okay, well, this one was on the Black Talk Radio Network. And it says, "Do it, Benita. You're the lady. Love this." Of course I'm going to read that.
And what day
did you submit that?
This was from our friend, Miss Yvette Cannon. Thank you, Yvette.
Oh, okay. I know her.
We love you, girl.
She was a guest on the show a couple of times.
She has been on the show.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. That's I didn't see that one. We had another comment that I deleted and not going to share because we said we're not going to share anything else from Stan the Man anymore. I just wanted to say if he's listening, we're not going to read your shit anymore. So keep sending it, and I'm going to keep deleting it. Okay, I'm finished.
What did he say though?
Why did you didn't even say that?
No, I'm not.
The mystery.
Wait a minute. Can somebody mute Omar? Because back in there.
What did he do now?
He already did.
Sounds like he's in the cone of silence or something. I don't know what he's doing.
I know. Y'all put him on punishment.
I have something here.
Okay, what's that?
It says, "Thank you for the music. You guys were an inspiration. This morning, I was getting my daily exercise by walking 3 miles in the park. I came across your morning inspiration show and was delighted that it kept me engaged and entertained the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
A very good mix of gospel and soul and other inspirational pieces. Keep up the good vibes. Listening with pleasure, Tammy."
Well,
I bet you Tammy walked on Kirk Whalum the whole 3 miles.
Thank you, Tammy.
Wade in the water.
7 days a week. 7 days a week, 6:30 a.m. to 11 and noon on Sundays. Morning inspiration.
Ooh.
Yes, you get an extra hour on Sunday. That's church
sleep
time.
In.
So we did have a person who called in, and I won't say verbatim.
It wasn't Stan, was it? It wasn't Stan.
No, it was not. It was a lady. And I can't say verbatim what she said. We weren't able to bring the recording in. But she was grateful for the shows that we've done talking about the social issues. And she was saying that since we didn't talk about it the last time, she was hoping that we didn't let up. And so, caller, we haven't. You know, we're still out here. You know, we're saying what we say and doing what we do, but we haven't forgotten about what's going on in the world. And we appreciate you for calling us to the carpet on it. Black Lives Matter.
Get out and vote, please.
Absolutely. It's important. If you're in Virginia, I know our listeners are from all over the world, and we appreciate the folks from all over the world.
All over
in
the
Virginia,
world.
Yeah, no.
We get like dots from Japan and Canada.
Yes, we do.
And England, somewhere in England.
If you're in Virginia, you can start voting tomorrow. So voting starts tomorrow in Virginia. Just go to your local place.
But tomorrow will be yesterday by the time this comes out.
Oh yeah, in those days. Look it up. See what day you can vote. I'm sorry. I forgot we're not live.
By the time you hear this.
Because if it's tomorrow, they can still vote.
Go vote. Exactly.
Go vote online. Exactly.
You can vote now. You can vote right now. Tomorrow, yesterday, now. All of them.
We have a letter from a listener.
Wow. It sounds like a song.
It does sound like a song, right?
Letter from a listener.
Maybe we can get V the writer to do a song.
There you
called
go.
Letter from a listener.
Okay.
All right. So here's the letter. Dear three guys and the lady, help me out with this.
Wait a minute. Who's the lady?
That's no lady.
Back up. Watch your mouth. Help me out with this. I've been happily married for 11 years. We've been married for 18 years.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
He's been happily married for 11 years.
But he's been married for 18.
Okay. Yeah. It happens. Okay.
Omar. Hey, somebody wake Omar up. He's asleep.
Somebody leaving him out, Omar.
The last 7 years have been stressful. What happened was my wife's sister got a divorce, and now everywhere we go, she wants to go. And my wife says yes. I am sick of her and not that crazy about her in the first place. I'm tired of it. My wife is all right, but her sister is a damn nag. How do I get this to stop without my wife being pissed? Ronnie from Lexington.
Did you read the comment that we had, the response to that from Anonymous?
I didn't get the one from Anonymous.
Anonymous suggested that he suggest a three-way and see what happens. So, I don't...
A three-way.
But maybe his wife should suggest a three-way with somebody else.
Huh? A threesome, a three-way.
Yeah, a threesome without Ronnie.
Without him.
he could watch.
I want to know what was happening the other 7 years. I mean, 18 years of happy marriage.
His sister-in-law been getting on his nerves. She's been hanging out with them, and he ain't loving it.
So she won't go away.
And she wants to hang out with the children.
And the wife is good with it. The wife is welcoming the sister into the fall.
A third wheel. So,
yeah, so what do y'all intelligent, happily married fellas have to say about this?
Has he talked to her? Has he talked to her about it? I mean, what does she think about it? What does she say? It's a sore spot?
Well, considering that they're still hanging out and she's still doing it, she ain't really considered. I don't know if he talked to her or not, but apparently she don't give a damn.
Well.
Disguise your voice.
Whatever I'm going to say.
Disguise your voice so you'll get in trouble.
I'm not going to say what I was going to say because it's not going to go well. Maybe he needs to, does he have any single friends?
Yeah.
Maybe they can double date.
Find
his sister a man.
That's a good idea.
Find her sister a man. That's what she needs.
Or woman, whatever.
We don't discriminate.
Whatever she
just
needs.
Just something. She needs a hobby or something, you know?
Or poodle, you know, whatever.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
Deliver us from evil.
Couple of babies.
But.
Something.
Don't you think that the fact that he's writing us and the wife may hear this, to admit that you were only happy 11 to 18 years might cause a little drama at the house?
Well, he still pay the bills? Does he still pay the bills?
Are you assuming?
Nobody care about his drama.
Maybe she need to hear it, though.
I think we pressed a button with Miss Benita there, didn't we?
Happy. Yeah. He's happy. It's fine.
And you pour another glass of wine.
I'm fine too.
So, and that rhymes. Boy, y'all good.
So other than a threesome or finding a boyfriend for her or girlfriend, what else do we have?
that. I think that was the best thing. Well, tell your wife, listen, I ain't going. You go, y'all go. I'm not going with y'all. If you don't want to be a part of it, don't do it. And so the wife could either be okay with it or she's going to be upset. And if she's upset, then she needs to look at what she's bringing to the table. You keep bringing your sister. He don't want to do this, but he has to put his foot down and keep it down.
Okay. Omar, you have anything to add to that? Omar?
He ain't got nothing to add. I stepped on his foot. He put it down.
Is he asleep or is he frozen? What is it?
He's asleep.
I have no idea.
Okay, we're going to mute that right there. We're going to just take care of that right now.
I have no idea.
Well, I muted him and we can still hear him.
Oh, that is too much.
You know he's muted. We can still hear him. Well, he's got to come out of that cave or wherever the hell he is. I don't know what's
that's funny.
So, this has been another wonderful show. But, you know, we saved the best for last.
And what's that?
Last, me?
You're not going to do a segment? Wow.
I'm going to, after Omar, we got to bring people back. And we probably lost quite a few people after editing.
Oh, my God.
We're going to come back.
The editing.
We're going to groove on out of here. It's been real. And do we have anything else we need to say? We want to shout out a couple of shows. Utmost Sincerity. That's on Spotify, Apple, and Black Talk Radio Network. And Talk About It Tuesday on Instagram. Tracy Denise with an I. Check them out.
Denise with an I.
Told you that. Tracy with an I.
Tracy with an I instead of a Y. It's just the Tracy Denise. Oh.
Omar, the Tracy Denise.
Oh, yeah, the Tracy Denise. It wouldn't be the. It would be the. Because the is not a vowel. Now, I've dropped some knowledge. I used to teach that back in the day.
They dropped the Hennessy glass because she sounded.
Damn, Omar is asleep again. His mouth is wide open.
Damn. I hate it here.
We're going to get out of here before it gets worse. It's been real, but the show's not over. Stay with us. He's, we need to start putting the videos up. We need to go on YouTube. What do you think, guys?
We need to go to YouTube.
I think we need to share this with everyone.
Yes. But then everybody will know who we are.
They already know.
They know.
They know who we are.
Oh, my goodness.
But yeah, Omar really is asleep or he's... Well, he's frozen. One or the other. Do y'all see what I'm seeing?
He's asleep.
Do you see?
You know, we joke a lot about each other's music and Omar and all this stuff. But to the listeners and those who tune in, you know by now that we just have fun and we play music that we grew up listening to and music that people seem like have tried to forget. I mean, the soul, the jazz, all of America's music that you have to go to Europe to really be appreciated. And we're playing that. And we're playing the oldest so that you can reconnect. Or if you have kids, they can connect with your life and spread it on. And for those who've never heard some of this music before, you get to enjoy it. And for those of you who know it, you get to hear it again. And that's what we do. That's what we're trying to do. We're just having fun. There's nobody getting paid. There's nothing in it for us but just the fun of playing this music, joking around with each other, and trying to make light of a tough situation sometimes. So that's our goal. That's what we're trying to do for you. And we really appreciate you guys listening. And tell your friends about us. You know, like guys are telling you where they can hear us at. Big P, run it down again.
I got one thing to say because you said we're not getting paid. My sponsorship dollars, Big P told me, was to pay y'all. So you and Sweet Omar need to figure out where your money is.
That's okay. He got a big family.
I invested it. I'm investing it for you all.
He got a big family.
It's that new gifting program. I put it.
Yeah, in. The flower.
Yeah, the lovely flower.
I thought he told me it was bud. I thought it was beer.
But in addition to the oldies,
flowers and bud. Hmm.
But anyway, in addition to what Liam said,
he donated it to the Trump campaign.
Okay, cut his mic off again.
Yeah, really? Shut him out of his meeting.
Shut him up. Damn it. He's already brought guests on the show.
I think you said it right the last time. We need to take that fund Benita's phone money back.
Thank you for my phone. Let's do another phone fund.
Yeah, I think so.
But fans, Omar needs a phone, please.
Omar needs a phone.
No,
that's got to go. Let's go. Let's stop. Just okay. Okay, next.
He's trying to do that.
Next, I wanted to add to that. We also are exploring new music that you might not hear on regular radio as well. A lot of the new music that we're playing.
This is true.
It's music that you don't hear because most radio stations might be rotating the same 75 or 80 songs all day long. The last time I checked our library, we were well over 4,000 cuts that we rotate from. So you don't hear a lot of repeats with us. And we really don't hear a lot of repeats of what Omar plays.
And when you do, it's not our fault.
We out of here as a group. Thank goodness we're going to let Omar go to sleep or whatever he was doing. Liam can go
stay
back.
Safe. Stay positive.
Yeah.
Stay safe.
There it goes again.
He said stay safe and stay positive.
What the hell? What is wrong with his mic? We need to get back in the studio quick.
Yeah, really.
Can't wait. They put that plexiglass up yet?
No. No. We ordered it. What? That was him again? He's asking to be unmuted. Unmuted him. And this is going on much too longer. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Here we go.
Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, fly me to the moon.
Because I've got you. skin, under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin, under my skin. Under my skin, ooh, ooh. Under my skin, under my skin. And cry. I've had my fear, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in the shower, Oh no, no, not me. I did it my way. Oh, why he's a man, what has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my
This is Liam, and that was the music of Ben L'Oncle Soul. It means Ben the Uncle Soul. He's French, and he's a soul singer and songwriter. That was from an album called Under My Skin. It came out in 2016. On it, Ben covers Frank Sinatra hits, and he gives them new arrangements. I've always liked music when it's been rearranged. Sometimes take an old song and give it a new twist, make it new. Or sometimes you take a genre like country and make a soul song from something in country. That's always been very interesting and fun to hear growing up. There have been several songs over the years that people have redone. I know Isaac Hayes was big with that back in the 70s. Did a lot of great classic soul songs and some what they call pop tunes, and he turned them into those classic love ballads that he was known for. Also, in this thing, Ben takes on Frank Sinatra's hits, does a lot of Sinatra classics, and he turns them into like a soulful, funky, kind of jazzy sound. It was really interesting to me, I'm trying to say, when I first heard it, because some of these songs I've been knowing for years, I've heard other groups do them, but it was something about his renditions, the way he did them was really, really cool, and I hope you all like those. Going back to that, I started this set with Fly Me to the Moon, and then I played the title cut, Under My Skin. And I ended it with that famous Frank Sinatra song, My Way. You know, everybody loves or remembers somebody doing My Way. That was a classic. And that's a little something different for me today, doing all three songs by one artist. So remember the name, Ben L'Oncle Soul. That's Ben, B-E-N, L apostrophe, O-N-C-L-E. Soul, Ben L'Oncle Soul, and like I said, he's a French singer-songwriter. So, check him out, and please continue listening to the rest of our show, Three Guys Talking Smack, and listening to music.
Time to let go, let go of all our worries and our troubles. Come on, let's leave our worries on the dance floor. I got my new shoes on and I'm good to go, and I'm good to go. So pump up the volume on the radio. I wanna let it loose and get my groove on and get into the mood.
Started this set up with Lettucey, Anything for You, from her 2020 release, The Wild Card, followed by Hill Street Soul, One Life, from 2020, from the United Kingdom. We're going to close out this set coming up with Woe, from 2019, Swedish singer and songwriter, Snow Allegra. Before we head out, let me encourage everyone to get out and vote. You can vote early, so why wait? Make sure your vote counts. Vote like your life depends on it. We're going to end the show today the same way we started, with Norman Brown, Heading West, W.E.S., his tribute to the late, great Wes Montgomery. Peace. Black Lives Matter.
Can I lay?
check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.